Thank you for turning into David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's episode is a combination of cancel culture and the ongoing and persistent problem of lack of police accountability, or rather law enforcement or even government accountability at this point on so many fronts. It's almost sickening that we have to deal with it on a daily basis. The cool thing is the people are becoming wise to it. And what I love seeing is more and more incidents from citizens flat out not speaking to law enforcement, not answering questions, not obeying every little command because they know it's bullshit. Now, in certain situations, obviously obeying every command will be the best choice. So, you know, if you're a 15-year-old, you know, kid who has been, you know, accused, not even convicted, obviously he was in the street when he was killed, but, you know, when you are being accused that you're part of an armed robbery, and you are armed, mind you, the, you know, Oklahoma City police did catch you armed, that doesn't automatically say you forfeit your life, especially when you, when video contradicts reports from officers that pretty much said they had no other choice and that the young man was not complying, things like that. So, you know, you have a situation where the Oklahoma City Police Department decided to kill a young man who was complying with their orders, who was, you know, who was unarming himself, you know, and complying with their orders, only to be shot by several officers several times. And then for them to make fun of and jest at his, on his behalf, saying, oh, you know, he's calling for his mom, boo-hoo. And when you catch these disgusting law enforcement officers on camera doing that to a 15-year-old who has just been shot, it's disgusting. Now, the accountability comes with charges being levied against the officers, but the age-old qualified immunity is going to rear its ugly head again and probably exonerate all but one. One officer is probably going to get thrown under the bus, maybe. But qualified immunity is that damn thing that says, you know what, despite being an officer, despite giving none of the same privilege to anybody else, we're going to give ourselves this ability to say that for lack of training or for fear of our lives that, you know, we had no choice but to execute a 15-year-old who was complying with every one of our commands, even though our reports speak to perjury. And that right there is amazing that that is not thrown at officers pretty much in every case where their allegations or their charges don't stick. And you see it all the time where major cases, huge cases across the country where you have a police report that just does not add up. It doesn't line up with what we see with video. It doesn't line up with what any logical person would read in a narrative. And it's funny when you see the body cam video or even video from, you know, bystanders come out and then suddenly, oh, well, you know, that's what I perceived at the time and I feared for my life because of X, Y, and Z. But the realm and the idea of the scary black person or the scary minority, that time has come to pass. I'm sorry, but that's just no longer a thing. Now, can you say that, you know, in, you know, every situation? No, but that's why we as citizens need to be armed, need to be able to defend ourselves, you know, and need to be able to make, you know, judgments on our own. And it's becoming clear that any interaction with law enforcement, whether you're complying or not, could be your last. So it would behoove us to shoot first and not comply. We have no other choice left to us now. We as a people have to shoot first and shoot often. And I'm going to keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. It doesn't matter what government agency is knocking on your door, whether it's the IRS, whether it's Child Protective Services, whether it's the federal agents, whoever you have knocking on your door, they don't have a vested interest in your safety. Facts. They don't have a vested interest in your child's safety. Facts. They don't have a vested interest in anything but taking something from you. Facts. So when these government agencies start knocking on your door and they are woefully just ignoring your sovereignty on your property to say, you know what, I don't want you on my property without a warrant. I don't want you anywhere near me without a warrant. I don't want you coming armed at me, because now it's so much of a perceived threat that it is actual threat now. We can't even say it's perceived, because it is an actual threat to your life and limb, whether you're armed legally or not. In the state of Arizona, we have cases all the time where people are absolutely legally and lawfully allowed to carry in the presence of law enforcement. But those are the same individuals that are given no time to even advocate for themselves. And they're being shot by Mesa police, by Chandler and Gilbert police, you know, and without any sort of recourse, without any sort of anything happen to these officers, because they magically fear for their lives at every turn, you know, of their shadow. So there's either two things that have to happen in this scenario, where we either capitulate to a police state, which, you know, obviously Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want. They want to unarm you. They wanted to make it so that anyone other than law enforcement who is armed is the bad guy. They are the villain. They are the terrorist that you think of at night, instead of the guy going hunting, or the guy being able to defend himself when taking on, you know, adversaries, you know, who want to waylay him and take his things. Now, it doesn't matter that 9 times out of 10 you're not going to have an interaction of that sort, but the ability to defend yourself is needed. So you'll have situations where you don't know if that other person is off the rocker or not. You have it had a case in, I can't remember how long ago, where this woman, for no reason under the sun, decided to attack children. She was trying to actively stab children, and it was disgusting. It was appalling, and these parents are fighting back against these against this woman, and she's armed with a knife. She's off her rocker. Now, had the gentleman in that situation been able to carry, and him been able to gun down that stabbing woman who was trying to murder, who actually stabbed his daughter and son in the chest. Thank God they didn't die, but she was successful in what she was trying to do, to attempt on their life. Now, let's just take a look at that in a further broader context. You got these cowboy cops who are fueled up on testosterone, who are fueled up on these designer drugs to make them more angry, who are fueled upon, you know, drugs that we've banned from professional athletes, but they're coming in fueled upon it. And then they're coming in without any fear of liability, because they know they're going to get off. They know that historically cops don't get the conviction that we want them to have. They may be charged, but until they're convicted, nothing happens. Right. And then even then, you know, a lot of cities are okay sweeping things under the rug, because they'll give that family millions of dollars to shut up. And they're okay doing this with your money, your tax money. So we have a disparity in this country where if you are a constitutionalist, and they'll even ask you, the dumbest thing in the planet is when a cop asks you, are you a constitutionalist? Yes. Yes, you are a constitutionalist. You obey the laws of the land, which the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. So when it comes to that dumbass question you hear over and over again, are you a constitutionalist? The answer is yes. Yes, I'm a constitutionalist. In fact, these dumbass officers, 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, will swear to uphold the doctrine of the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. And it's not just military, it's police, it's judges, it's a lot of other public officials. But then they turn around and wipe their ass with it when it comes into practice, when it comes into dealing with people. So, like I said, you have a choice in this country, and this choice should be the offensive. No longer do we need to rest on our laurels and just wait to be shot, because it doesn't matter if you're in your home not doing anything. It doesn't matter if someone called in concern for you because it's a mental health check. If you happen to disagree with what these invaders are trying to get you to do, whether it's relinquish your liberties, essentially, which are afforded to us by God and affirmed by the Constitution, then, yeah, they're just going to murder you in your home and then make the person that called them thank them for their job. Happens all the time across this country, where they're called to a scene and they make shit worse. They exacerbate the situation. They don't resolve anything. They don't bring anything down. They make the situation worse 9 times out of 10. Now, to say that is every officer is not smart, because you do have some genuinely good eggs out there. Not many, but genuinely you have some officers out there that are living by the actual code, you know, living by being an honorable person, living by being a person of positive repute who does the right thing when they're asked to do so. But at the same time, these are the same individuals who will witness other officers in their department commit crimes and not say anything. Now, what they're doing is twofold. One, it's job security to keep your mouth shut. Two, they're supporting the mafia-style thin blue line and the fraternal order of police by never speaking out against your brother, no matter how heinous the crime is. Now, I get that mentality. I've had comrades in the military, you know, and did we do some questionable things out there when we were, you know, out and on our own? Sure. Did the things that my guys did, you know, abridge the law? No. But when you do see that, of course you call them into accountability. I mean, you have Kens and Karens these days who do not care. They should also be held accountable for what ends up happening to that person, because that Ken and Karen who made a call may have made a call on someone who was not breaking the law, regardless of suspicion. So we always hear that from police. Well, you get what's kind of suspicious that you're bleep out here at this time. Sir, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm out with my kids. We're going for a walk. But that's suspicious because look at the neighborhood you're in. Well, I just, you know, happen to live in this neighborhood. It's all I can afford. But this is a known drug land. So, well, you have to relinquish your ID because I'm deputy fucking pig. And you better have your goddamn ID to appease me, or else. And that or else comes with a heavy fucking burden, because make a fast movement when they say that. See what happens. Make any movement if you are dare to be armed in this country, because they will see that, and they don't hear or see anything else but that. They will fire on you. They will shoot you, your dog, your kid, your favorite, you know, bird, your turtle, whatever have you, if they even hear the word or see an object that looks like a gun. There's a case in Arizona. Guy had a garden hose connection piece that was for a sprinkler. He was actively watering his backyard when confronted by law enforcement, and they shot him for holding something that appeared to look like a gun. And those officers got off. Not one conviction amongst those officers. Plenty of charges against them. Not one conviction because of qualified immunity. The worst thing to ever come out of the Supreme Court is qualified immunity. It gives officers carte blanche to fuck you up and not receive any accountability. Well, the accountability has to hit them first, which is why I'm saying to any red-blooded American out there, you have to shoot first, and you have to shoot often. So all it takes is them to reach for their weapon. All it takes for them is to rest their hand on their gun belt. And all it takes for you to be in the right is for them to knock on your door, because there is a implied threat to your life. For the courts to argue differently is asinine, because we've seen such a trend in America that anytime law enforcement goes into a situation, there is an increased likelihood that someone other than them will end up dead. Now, for all those blue line suckers that are out there that are going to hate on this podcast, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question. How often, what are the statistics that show cops in gunfights with actual bad people? And we're talking people who are murderers, rapists. You know, we talk about drug dealers all day, right? When you can't even say cocaine level Bob, even if he's making millions, is a high level drug dealer, when you got pharmaceutical companies that are not abiding by the CDC, not abiding by the FDA regulations, and then putting shit into people's bodies and then forcing doctors through claims and through monetary reasons to force feed people their new drug, only to be hit with a class action lawsuit later that doesn't make up for the billions that they earned on the front end, in which you have to file millions of claims and have millions of documents that people, quite frankly, don't always hold on to make said claim. So they know they're going to majorly win their money back on any sort of claim against them, so they're okay doing it. So if you're talking about battling the real fucking drug kingpins, when I see the day of law enforcement officers going into pharmaceutical companies and laying siege to them and using their asset forfeiture against pharmaceutical companies, that'll be the day that I see that there's real accountability in this country. When you see law enforcement agencies and deputies and people marching into Congress and throwing handcuffs on people for passing laws and legislation that don't go along with the Constitution, we see it all the time. We see the Constitution kicked like a goddamn soccer ball from one aisle to the other, and it doesn't matter who's red, blue, purple, or whatever have you. The Constitution gets beaten on a daily basis. Essentially, our rights are getting more and more and more infringed upon, even though that's not supposed to happen, according to the Founding Fathers. Now, do I want to say people owe you a living? No. But when you have government agencies actively pursuing people who have little money to begin with, but pursuing them relentlessly for, you know, tax purposes or whatever have you, but they can't audit the Fed, or they don't dare audit, you know, anyone who makes over a certain tax bracket, the Waltons, then you have a disparity in this country that is obscene. That doesn't work for the layman. And guess who's in charge of the country, in case y'all forgot? We, the people. So again, you see any sort of government agents knocking on your door, I don't care if it's CPS, the IRS, you know, your local politician, because all they're trying to do too, if you got someone who's campaigning to be in the office, they're knocking on your door to secure your vote, to get in there and fuck you up even further. That's what they're doing. They don't secure your vote to vote for you, and they don't quite frankly give a damn about the American people, because it's plain in what they vote for and what they choose to bring forth as legislation. They do not care about you. The only thing they care about are their donors and who they are beholden to, because they receive money from them. That's it. If you think by the grace of God's green earth that your particular politician gives a goddamn who you are sadly fucking mistaken. And they just don't care. But here's what you do need to know. Here's what you do need to focus on. So the whole first half has gone, you know, the whole first portion of this has gone well into shoot first, shoot often. Fuck these government agents, right? Like, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who it is. They will find a way to raid you. Doesn't matter if you're the right person. They will find a way to murder you, your children, your whole life into utter unexistence if you speak with them, if you have a conversation with them, if they come into contact with you, they will ruin every aspect of your life and have no problems doing it and have no conscience about what they do. They're allowed to lie to you. They're allowed to deceive you. They're allowed to perjure documents in the course of long held that they will not be held accountable for their action. So the only safe recourse you have as an American individual is to shoot first and shoot often. Now, they can say, hey, I'm inciting terroristic violence. You know what? It's not terroristic. It's we the people. We the people are not terrorists in this country. We the people have a God-given Second Amendment right to defend ourselves. God-given. Not people-given. God-given. You always tout that, you know, people, you know, this is the country that vindicated slaves. But that's not true. We just gave them another fucking name. They're called inmates. We never abolished slavery. We gave it a new name. We never abolished racial prejudice. We just turned it into, you know, other things. We've transformed its face. We never got rid of overseers and slave catchers. They're called the police. Facts. They don't care about white people so much as brown people. That's why I'm out here saying it. I'm a white person. And if they raid me, okay, it's because I'm inciting or I'm encouraging a brown person, a brown American, or a black American, or a magenta American, I don't give a shit. I'm encouraging them to stand on their defenses, to stand on the Constitution, and kill the domestic terrorists known as law enforcement, to murder and maim the domestic terrorists known as our politicians, to go after those who have a vested interest against the Constitution, and they have shown it through policy and litigation and whatever have you. The Supreme Court, bless their souls, for as many good decisions they've made equally bad decisions, right? Those bad decisions need to be overturned. But for them to go so long without being overturned and making things miserable for people in this country, And the fact that we have people in this country who are sat in prisons and jails for so fucking long without actually having been committed, without having committed a crime, is absolutely insane and appalling and disgusting on such a high level. It's insane that I even have to talk about it. The fact that you have people that have long since had convictions and things overturned, languishing in some sort of prison or jail somewhere for days on end after they've been released, mind you. Fucking Louisiana, Alabama, Missouri, and Mississippi, you stupid motherfuckers. You individually, the only place on the planet where you would stay in jail super long after you've had your conviction either overturned or whatever have you are these fucking states because of processing. Never in my life have I ever fucking seen such mismanagement of anything in my fucking existence. If your computer system is not up to date, use the billions of dollars in revenue that you get each year to update your fucking system to look up shit and get people out the day their shit's overturned, you dumb motherfuckers. So let's talk about cancel culture. So Disney, the most hypocritical motherfuckers on the planet, Disney, has decided to say, you know what, we're going to cancel Pepe Le Pew. We're going to, and he's a Looney Tune, by the way. That's Hanna-Barbera, I believe, as he falls under Warner Brothers. Regardless, we're going to cancel Pepe Le Pew. Then we're going to turn around and cancel Peter Pan, a beloved child's movie. I love that movie. And Red Man Red is one of the best fucking songs on that, hands down. I don't care who the fuck you are. You like that song. And does it go in line with the racial stereotypes? Sure. But apparently you've never seen Blazing Saddles either. You Mel Brooks non-having in your life motherfuckers. I cannot believe in the state of things that we can't have a gaffe at stereotypes and suddenly we're all racist again. No, bitches, we've all been racist. You know, whether you want to believe it or not, you have racist conversations. You have had racist thoughts in your head. You have had, and it's through what? You know, popular culture? No, it's through what you've learned from your media society. It's who you hang around with, who you choose to have discourse with. Now, Are people inherently racist? No. They do it for a gaffe sometimes. They do it for laughs and entertainment, right? They do it to josh each other. Men do this quite a bit to have a laugh at each other. But then, we've made it such a persecutional fucking thing in this country where if you even broach the N-word, and if you're any other color than the darkest shade of tan, then you are in trouble, mister. You are, white straight male who's in for it. Whereas anybody of darker skin tone can say a carte blanche and not be told, "Hey, man, you don't want people to stereotype your ass. Why don't you refrain from using that word with and with your buddies around people who can apparently socially can't say that word?" And then essentially, what you're doing is you're provoking someone to have a reaction. But it's okay for these same individuals to call people cracker, to call people what is it, gringo, to call people güero, to call people all sorts of white connotations of the word. So apparently that's okay, but it's not okay for a white person to say the N-word. And it doesn't matter what context you're in. I don't. If we're going to agree that some words shouldn't be said, that should be on the list. But then you have people from other countries who speak a different language, who have that as part of their language, that don't know that it's a taboo over here, or that use it within the context of their language, and they're suddenly bad people. That's not okay either. But here's what you got to keep in mind. We're canceling the dumbest shit. Dumbo should not be canceled. Peter Pan should not be canceled. Pepe Le Pew should not be canceled. Pepe Le Pew, let's go on that argument alone. Oh, he perpetuates rape culture. Have you seen some shit that's on Netflix? Have no one read 50 Shades of Grey? You want to talk about perpetuating toxic masculinity and perpetuating rape culture, right? So there's you would say that there is a fine line between, woo and rape, but there's not really. It comes down to consent. You're right. It does come down to consent being chief among. You can ask anyone in the BDSM community what the chief thing that you have to have before engaging in any other conversation about the topic is consent. Without that, you do not have a fucking case to stand on. Now, when it comes to the pursuit of that answer, right? Until you have a definitive answer, you don't know what you're doing is wrong. And we have people that are not socially adept to things. We have people who have autism and disorders that prevent them from understanding social cues. So when a person doesn't know directly, "Hey, you know what? You're just not my cup of tea," then they don't know. Okay? So what we do in this country, though, is we use social media to tear people down. We have several videos where a young kid, nerdy looking maybe, goes up to a group of ladies, say, "Hey, would you date me?" Or, "Hey, I think you're great. Would you go to prom with me?" And we end up seeing a teardown video where, "Nah, you geeky, you this, you that, you," and it's such a proud fucking moment for these little, darlings of society to tear down a kid who they don't believe is in their echelon or their group or their whatever the fuck it is. It's and you want to fucking say Pepe Le Pew is bad. What about all these thirsty ass girls out there that are hunting older men down? And it's a hunt. You have no fucking clue. You just want to be blind to it and not penalize these young girls for being thirsty and for setting these dudes up for fucking failure. You've got girls that are 16, 17, 15 years old going on social media, and they will hunt guys down that are 20, 21, 22, 23, whatever have you, and they will hunt them and pursue them until they get them. And then what? And then they get caught. Here's what happens. Mommy and daddy catch them in their act, and they say, "You know what? We're going to go hard in the paint against that dude because he should have known better." Well, we see cases all the time where the guy, or even the guy's family, don't know because the disparity of what young ladies look like at 18 and what they can look like at 15, 16, and 17, they could easily pass for an 18-year-old. Not every guy I know that goes to a club, that goes to a party, is going to be IDing every woman there. Quite frankly, it doesn't happen unless you have, unless that party has hired someone to check IDs at the door. Right? Welcome to part two of cancel culture and law enforcement. Shoot first, shoot often. Now, the last thing that you heard me talking about was a conglomerate of people that pursue young men in their 20s or grown adults. And by and large, nothing happens to this demographic. Nothing happens to the same demographic that accused these young men of rape and later recant, or DNA evidence doesn't support what the allegations turned out to be. So you have these men languishing in prison, having already had violence committed against them for being a pedophile, for being a rapist. And they, in fact, didn't do it. Or they didn't knowingly do it with someone who lied about their age. And to think that this doesn't happen often, to think that this doesn't happen as par for the course in pretty much every jurisdiction that exists out there, you're woefully mistaken, and it happens far too often. And the only ones that suffer for it are men. You know who doesn't suffer at all for this kind of shit? Lesbians. Queer. Gays. They don't suffer. When was the last time, and I'll put this to any jurisdiction, that you had a case where a young lesbian, 20 to, ages 18 to 25, seduced or was seduced by, a younger female, coerced into sexual relations, and them being thrown to the wolves as far as society? I'll wait. I'll wait. Wanna know why? Because we do not perceive gay rape or lesbian rape the same as men being pursued, straight men being pursued by thirsty young girls under the age of 18. And I keep using the word thirsty because that is what they are. It's kind of a grotesque determination of, hey, they're just sexually active, but it is exactly that. They are sexually active. And we tell young ladies all the time where, it's abstinence is the way, you should wait till you're married. But whose construct is that? Not always society's, but we're also legalizing the construct of, hey, if these, girls are messing with anyone and they target grown men because of a myriad of fucking reasons, but they target grown men, they lie about their age, and they pursue them relentlessly like Pepe Le Pew. Even if they're told no, they don't care. They will pursue men. And then they'll have a brouhaha and lie to law enforcement and their families and say, oh, he raped me. That's what happens. They don't. You want to talk about a group of people that take zero fucking rejection, good or well, will be women that think they are attractive between the ages of 14 and 25. They do not take react a no for anything. They will take that no and they will do a number of violent things either in that situation, or they will call upon people to do a number of violent things to that individual. Now you're saying, Dave, no, that doesn't happen. Try it. Try it. If that one female does not get her gaggle of friends to hate on you the rest of that evening, and to hate on you to the point where they meet a group of guys who they try and get to confront you, you're gonna be lucky. But in a situation where, on the grand scale, we don't do anything about that is asinine. But then you also have cartoons who are perpetuating, and you want to do cancel culture, but we have cartoons now perpetuating a lifestyle that necessarily not everybody wants to see or engage in, and that's the LGBT community, but they have a right to that art, right? They have the right to be represented in art. Absolutely, I agree. But you see what you have all the time is where that disparity of picking and choosing what hill you want to die on. And everybody's going to choose the perpetuation of rape culture, but you don't see it going the other way, only when it involves a straight white male. That's the only time rape culture is ever perpetuated as a anything, right? But we'll ban dumb shit. We'll ban Mark Twain. We'll ban a whole bunch of other things, but we're not going to ban 50 Shades of Grey or, you know, 50 Shades Freed. Or any of these other books, or any of this other smut that's out there that takes BDSM to the public light. You know, like the idea that we live in a culture where you can cancel anything is moronic. People have to be exposed to the mundane, the obscene, the grotesque to know what it is that they don't like and they don't want to see. Then it is their choice to refrain from engaging in those activities and seeing those things and participating in those situations, right? Isn't it that the way society is supposed to work? Hey, give me the warning. Great. I have a warning now that says, hey, you may see this graphic violence, right? You may see something that you may not like. But so what? Then it's up to you to go see it. It's up to you to discern whether it's okay for your family to engage in that activity. But here we go. We have a constant, relentless pursuit of the only person we're allowed to target in this country are straight white males. If you look at it, all the legislation, all of the bickering back and forth, the Black Lives Matter movement, everything is centering and focusing on straight white men. That's it. You may have a few Karen laws in there, which you should. You know, these straight white women that are constantly calling the cops on people that they shouldn't be calling cops on. Absolutely need to be fucking legislated against. Because what they're doing is they're putting people in danger for normal everyday activity. But, you know what we also have in this country? Actual fucking crime, right? And we've stripped the idea from Americans to defend their place, their property, their home. We have stripped that idea from people because we have penalized homeowners in the past by sending them to prison for defending their home from an intruder, an invader. It doesn't matter if it's law enforcement or an actual burglar. We have taken the rights of American citizens from them to defend themselves. California and New York, the biggest pieces of shit on the top of that list, when it comes to stripping American rights away, right? And then you have the assholes down in New Orleans who went door to door and took people's guns away. Every agency involved, every person involved in that situation should have automatically been shot as they were coming to take those weapons. I'm telling you, folks, if the government makes a decision to come take your weapons, you have not committed a crime. Maybe you're just a veteran. Maybe you're a veteran who says, hey, man, I have PTSD. Or maybe I'm a veteran who doesn't have PTSD, but I'm a veteran and I have other shit that's going on. Or I'm not even a veteran. I'm a, you know, card-carrying American who does everything right by the book, but people want to go ahead and check on me. That doesn't mean we get to take your fucking guns away. So until we stand on a few principles in this country, like shooting first and shooting often and demonstrating why we have the Second Amendment, then we're never gonna truly have that. We're never gonna truly have freedom until our government is absolutely afraid of us. They need to be afraid of the American people. They need to be afraid. Government agents, they should be freaking the fuck out every time they knock on a door because they don't know if they're gonna get shot in the face. They should absolutely be freaking out. And they should. Because unless you're there with a warrant, unless you're there, you know, with the proper documentation, with proper, well-done research that a crime is afoot, unless you witness that shit, and have camera and evidence to prove it instead of your fucking word, because officers' words mean nothing in this country. If you go to court on an officer's words alone, yeah, they're going to side with the officer, because, you know, we've established some sort of mystical fucking presence in this country that they don't lie. Even though when the film does come out, they end up lying through their fucking teeth. So that's why you should always record the police or any interaction you have with any government agency. And if they start lying to you and they start deceiving you to take something from you or to violate your rights, they have now stepped into deprivation of rights under color of law. Use your Second Amendment to get rid of that person. Use it. Murder them. Take them out. You are allowed to, under the Second Amendment, to defend yourself from domestic terror, somebody who is trying to deny you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You are secure in your papers, person, effects, and property without a warrant signed by a judge. They are not allowed in and on the property. Well, maybe on the property as far as, you know, the grass is concerned. But if they refuse to leave, they are also subject to trespass. And this bogus narrative that you're only allowed to file complaints against officers. Well, when officers start getting gunned down in droves and you got bodies stacking pretty well nicely in your backyard or in the front yard where they're taking up position and you're battling with them for days and hours, they'll get the idea that you're not to be fucked with. Neither should any American, you know, and that first American's probably not going to win who decides to do this. But once your neighbors get the idea, and once everybody starts getting the idea of shoot first, shoot often, then it's actually going to create a very level playing field for the American people. Because guess what? Then they're going to try and call in the National Guard. And then you got a National Guard who happens to live next to you. Well, for these National Guardsmen, who are actually the militia afforded to the state, who are not just government goons out there to raid the American people and take their weapons without due process. That's not what they're there for. And if those people who are a part of the National Guard or any government agency who have been told by their senior leadership to go without due process, commit a crime against that American citizen, then you are not operating within the constitutional bounds of your job. You're not. You are then part of the terroristic regime and an oppressor who will and should be shot on sight. Now, not only that, that should extend to your family, who's our neighbor. We know you're joining the terrorist regime. You're kicking down doors of American people and taking firearms. Your family's life should be forfeit at that point because you're committing the act of a crime. And the only way we can get our revenge and get our absolution from you, because you're not going to be tried in a court, you're not going to be pursued by the government that's holding your hand, but when it comes down to the letter of the law and your family's life is forfeit for the fact that you decided to commit crimes, high crimes on the American people, then that's just what you face. You come home to some hanging bodies and some, you know, gunshot bodies, and that's what happens. It should absolutely fucking happen all the time. If you have a law enforcement officer that lives next to you and you know this guy's a dirtbag and he violates people's rights every day, not only should he be taken care of and taken out, but his family, they should be taken out too. And you're going to say, Dave, you know, well, they haven't committed any crimes. Well, they have, though. Here's the crimes they commit every day. They back the blue. They back a government organization that is okay with committing crimes against the American people. They back a person that knowingly commits crimes on the American people by violating rights on a daily basis. And you have law enforcement officers on video saying this every day. Hey, I do this every day. I get people's ID for the dumbest things, for the smallest things, and I will go ahead and put them to the fullest extent of the law purely because they made me mad and angry, purely because they didn't acquiesce to my every command. And that's what happens. So again, with law enforcement and any government agencies that show up to your door, shoot first, shoot often. And we live in a world of cancel culture. Okay, give a rating system. but don't cancel. Let people view it and determine whether it's okay for them to view. Don't just take it out, especially when you got hypocrites and Nazis like the fucking Disney people. Dumb, 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 moronic.